Introduction. As I prepare to begin researching for the literature review associated with my applied research project, ARP, my first task was to identify a theoretical framework to focus my studies. After considering a series of frameworks that would have been appropriate, I've chosen to settle on Malcolm Knowles' 1973 Adult Learning Theory, ALT. Since the topic of my research concerns the orientation and training of novice, part-time faculty in higher education, a group like that will likely be exclusively adults, so this seemed like a reasonable choice. Throughout this post, I plan to provide a description of the theory and summarize the five main elements. Adult Learning Theory. In a nutshell, ALT assumes that adult learners are self-directed and intrinsically motivated individuals and should be treated as collaborators in both the planning and execution of their own learning. Knowles observed that as we mature from infancy to adulthood, we grow increasingly independent and our needs to have our learning directed from external forces decreases. He went on to note that as a result, as learners mature, they should be allowed to have more and more control over their own education, but that is frequently not the case. The increasing disparity represented by the maturation of the learner and their infantilization through externally imposed pedagogy produces tension, resistance, resentment, and often rebellion in the individual. Knowles, 1973, page 45. Therefore, we must be sure to include the adult learner in the planning and execution of their learning wherever possible. Additionally, Darden, 2014, asserted that the adult learner is motivated intrinsically by real-world goals. They have a tendency to seek out new skills and knowledge when presented with obstacles in life which they need to overcome. As a result, adults take courses to fulfill an immediate need as opposed to children, who typically learn under the assumption of delayed utility. With this in mind, we need to be working with adults to assist them in the development of learning outcomes that meet their immediate needs. Five elements of ALT. In her article on the application of ALT to distance learning, Maria Garavani, 2015, outlined five main elements associated with the theory. I look to summarize them in the paragraphs to follow. Planning. A crucial element of ALT is that learners be included in the planning process of any learning activity in which they expect to take part. Associated with this idea, Gravani noted that people tend to feel uncommitted to any decision or activity that they feel is imposed on them without having a chance to influence it. Page 178. So, in an effort to get an adult's buy-in on an educational undertaking, they should be included in the conversation right from the very beginning of the instructional design process. Needs diagnosis. As individuals mature, the learning they undertake is increasingly motivated by their social needs. Knowles, 1973. That is to say that their learning is directed by real-life needs such as a new task at work or a new hobby. Therefore, coming into a learning experience, adults typically already have a strong understanding of the nature of their own needs, so it makes sense for an educator to consult with that individual to get a sense of their perspective. Gravani, 2015, went on to differentiate between felt needs, those needs that the learner believes they require, and ascribed needs, those needs that the learner's organization believes they require. Design. As educators and/or instructional designers look to develop learning activities that align with ALT, they should assume that adults will have a significant level of responsibility for their own learning and should build activities around the concept of self-directed learning. Gravani, 2015, page 179. At the same time, Knowles, 1973, pointed out that unlike children, adults are individuals with a wealth of experience and knowledge. Their learning should be done in such a way that leverages that experience and analyzes the way in which it influences the new knowledge they seek to acquire. Climate. Gravani, 2015, argued that the setting of an environment that's conducive to learning is probably the most impactful element associated with ALT. In that context, Knowles, 1973, differentiated between the physical and psychological environments. The physical environment consists of factors such as the availability of a well-lit and ventilated workspace, a comfortable seat, and any other provision to make the learner comfortable. Additionally, learners should be provided with easy access to learning resources, both technical and human. The psychological environment, on the other hand, consists of such considerations as supportive learning group built on trust, honesty, integrity, and mutual respect. As a learner's physical and psychological needs are met, they're free to focus their attention on their learning. Evaluation. Finally, Gravani, 2015, outlined four levels of evaluation to be considered. Reaction evaluation, an analysis of the learner's experience with the program as they're experiencing it. Learning evaluation, an analysis of the new knowledge of skill the learner has acquired as a result of being exposed to the program. Behavior evaluation, an analysis of the changes made to the learner's actions as a result of exposure to the program. Results evaluation, data gathered from the course and maintained by the organization.